So I'm pleased to present you today part of my PhD thesis. But first of all, I would like to thank the French Association of Soil Science, called AFES, for financially supporting my visit here. Soil-water stable aggregation is an important soil characteristic, as it's a determinant factor of the soil susceptibility to erosion, the soil ability to sustain the crop growth, and it's a mechanism of carbon protection. In temperate soils, organic matter is the main factor influencing soil aggregation. As illustrated by this photo, crop residue incorporation stimulates the aggregation process through the stimulation of the microbial activity which generate binding agents. Very early, some authors proposed that the effects of crop residue incorporation is related to its decomposition, which is influenced by its quality, such as easily decomposable green residue will have rapid and high effect, but transient, whereas less decomposable residues such as buried straw has less effect but longer lasting. A recent review on the effects of organic matter inputs on soil aggregation confirmed these relationships between organic matter decomposition and its effect on soil aggregation. If the role of microorganism is well known, much less is known about the microbial communities associated with different stages of the aggregation dynamics. So we know that the organic matter composition in terms of carbon compounds influence organic matter decomposition, but we also know that the mineral nitrogen can influence organic matter decomposition. This graph shows the effects of the soil mineral nitrogen content effect on a crop residue decomposition, and we can observe that there is higher carbon mineralization with higher soil mineral nitrogen content. Microorganisms in the soil need some mineral nitrogen to decompose crop residue with low nitrogen content. So we can ask the question of the effect of mineral nitrogen on soil aggregation during crop residue decomposition. The effect of organic matter on soil aggregation is thus related to the microbial activity, which is influenced by the organic matter quality, and the objective here is to determine the influence of the mineral nitrogen content of the soil on this relationship and the role of the microbial communities. So we have chosen two crop residues, wheat and Miscanthus straw, because of their high C2N ratio, which is indicative of their decomposition is N-limited, is nitrogen-limited, but there are also still biochemical differences between them. The wheat residue has a twice higher soluble content than the Miscanthus residue, and the Miscanthus residue has a twice higher lignin content than the wheat residue. The two crop residues were combined with two soil mineral nitrogen content with or without some mineral nitrogen supply. We conduct the work in a laboratory. We use a silty soil and we run the experiment in controlled conditions of soil water content and temperature for 56 days. We analyzed soil water stable aggregation on the carbon mineralization all along the incubation, and we did some specific microbial analysis of activity, biomass, and genetic structure at specific dates. The microbial genetic structure was analyzed by a DNA fingerprinting technique, and the data were analyzed by PCA and by calculating the Euclidean distance between treatment and the control. So this graph shows the net level of soil water stable aggregates, treatment minus control during time. The wheat treatments are represented by triangles. The miscanthus treatments are represented by squares. And the treatments with a mineral supply are represented by the solid lines. So what we can observe is an early increase of soil water stable aggregation, which is related to the crop residue quality with higher level of water stable aggregate in the wheat treatment than in the miscanthus treatment. This is quite known, but what is really striking here is that thereafter it's no more the residue quality that determines the level of water stable aggregate, but it's the mineral nitrogen content with higher level in treatments without mineral nitrogen supply. So we look first at the relationship between soil aggregation and the microbial activity of residue decomposition, the respiration rate. As often in the literature, they both are fine correlated. But in our case, they were not, which emphasized to the need to get information on microbial communities. So in the second step, we look at the total microbial biomass at specific dates. And what we can see here is an effect of crop residue quality with higher level of total microbial biomass in wheat treatment than in miscanthus treatment. So we look for the relationships with the soil aggregation and at day 7 and at day 35. And we can see that the early increase of soil aggregation was related to the increase in the total microbial biomass, but not at day 35. So in the second step, we look at the genetic structure of the microbial community. Here I present the PCA analysis of the bacterial genetic structure at day 7, but what we observe at day 7 is the same, is also observed at day 35. So what we can see is that residue treatments with a mineral nitrogen supply are different from all other treatments, which suggests that the mineral nitrogen supply stimulates specific bacteria populations in the residue treatments. Concerning the fungal community genetic structure, I present you here the PCF for the miscanthus treatment, but the results are the same for the wheat treatment. So what we observe here is a temporal differentiation of the fungal genetic structure at day 0, 7, and 35 with a late mineral nitrogen effect. Finally, we look at the microbial carbohydrates, and what we can observe here, it is a late mineral nitrogen content effect with higher level of carbohydrate content in the treatment without mineral nitrogen supply. We can relate this carbohydrate dynamics to the soil respiration. He has presented the soil respiration at day 7, and what we can observe is that the mineral nitrogen supply stimulated the carbon mineralization for both residues, but it's particularly important for the wheat residue. So mineral nitrogen supply stimulated some microbial communities which who consume the carbohydrates illustrated here. So if we finally look at the relationships between soil aggregation and microbial parameters at day 35 now, it's related to the level of carbohydrates. And what is interesting here is that it's no more the microbial biomass that seems important here, but it's more the genetic structure with the idea of there are some population associated at this stage of the soil aggregation with a particular role on soil aggregation. So, as a conclusion, if we summarize our results on the effect of crop residue quality on mineral nitrogen on soil aggregation, the first stage of soil aggregation increase is related to the crop residue quality with the stimulation of the total microbial biomass, which is well known in the literature. But what we have found here is that in a second stage, it's the mineral nitrogen content of the soil that control the soil aggregation dynamics, and it's related to the level of microbial carbohydrates, which is influenced by the consumptions or productions of microorganisms, and with the influence at this stage of which kind of microbial populations are present. Thank you.